As we mentioned, the big weather headline this week is the blizzard that is headed up the East Coast, the northern half of the Atlantic seaboard. That's all they can talk about on every doggone channel. A week ago, a two-day blizzard raged in northern North Dakota. Did we find Jim Cantore in rugby? No. But Yolanda Schmidt was toughing it out there. NDSU Extension, Pierce County's Yolanda Schmidt. How bad was it up there last Tuesday and Wednesday, I think? Or was it Monday and Tuesday last week?
It was actually Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Was it really as bad as everybody said?
It was worse.
Okay. Because you couldn't see the end of the hood, huh?
It was, we knew it was coming, but it really came up quick. Once it came, the visibility was almost zero instantly. So if you didn't get out of town by about 2 o'clock or 2:30, you probably weren't going to go anywhere, or else you'd be sitting along the highway until it let up.
And a lot of people, that's just what happened to them, too. They were sitting stranded.
Lots of people were at the hotel, or both hotels, and then also our armory got opened up as a emergency shelter. And last I heard, I believe there was about 70 people that spent time there.
Man, live. And, of course, we saw the video of the Amtrak train pretty much buried. It took crews 13 hours to get him out. How deep were the drifts there?
I don't remember how deep the Amtrak drift was, but we've had people that have showed pictures, you know, anywhere from 10 feet to 20 feet to covering buildings. Down in Balta, the old school, the drifts were up as high as the roof.
Man, that's like stories from, you know, Grandpa used to tell. Now you can tell them to your grandkids.
Yes. This definitely has been kind of an old-fashioned winter, the kind of winter that we all remember as kids.
Yeah. Uphill both ways, you know, through deep snow and all that.
Yep. And we do have a number of producers that we're already starting to calve when this hit, so they spent a lot of time taking shifts during those 2 days to make sure none of the babies were dropped in the snowbanks. So
yeah, and unlike the travelers and most of the population of the East Coast, there are some real smart people that live in your part of the country. There were no personal tragedies that I know of, weather related. How about livestock related?
I guess I haven't heard any final tallies. I think the biggest concern was those that were calving, but our ranchers are some really tough and really smart folks, so they were out there, rain or shine or snow or shine, making sure that the babies were all safe and that the cows were well taken care of. So I haven't heard of any extreme losses due to the blizzard.
Yeah, and that should not go unnoticed. I mean, everybody ought to know. Those guys work tough, tirelessly, sometimes nonstop. You know, it's the opposite of what happened down in Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma with grass fires. You were experiencing a raging blizzard, just as much of a threat to the life and of the cattle. But
yes, there was lots of Facebook pictures shared of baby calves that were warming up in the kitchens and bathrooms and warm shops and pickups and all kinds of that going on.
Yeah.
So kudos to our ranchers for doing such a great job taking care of their livestock.
Right on. They are the best. All righty. Well, having said that, then, does it look like a late spring? I mean, a late planting? I mean, what's the current temperature?
Given the amount of snow that we have out everywhere in the fields and such, I would tend to think so. But our springs can be unpredictable. So I guess if it, you know, warmed up here soon and stayed warm, we could melt that off pretty quickly. But it's going to take a while, I think, for the soil to warm up and all of that. So, you know, I would anticipate as of right now that maybe it'll be a little bit later spring.
Okay. Well, at least you'll have adequate moisture for the pastures to green up.
Yes, that is one of our blessings. Usually a good winter snowpack means that we're going to have good grass and a start on the hay crop for the summer.
Yeah, so. And the sooner we can get those pastures white, to change from white to green, the happier everybody will be.
Right. We do have a few ranchers struggling. We got the first snowstorm right after Thanksgiving, so we do have a few producers that still had hay out in the field, so they're having to start going out and digging hay out and bring that home to the yard, what they didn't already have home. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
That's getting to be a little bit of a challenge right now.
Yeah, all righty. Well, we wish them ease in that. What a challenge that is. How about you have meetings coming up soon, Yolanda?
Tomorrow we have our final private applicator pesticide training here in Pierce County. That'll start at 12:30 check-in, and program will start at 1, and that's for private pesticide applicators who are looking to renew their applicator's license. That's for restricted use pesticides.
Okay. Anything else?
I guess right now we're about halfway through offering our Annie's Project Ag Education for Farm Women program. We did have to postpone last Wednesday's session on account of the weather, and everyone's still digging themselves out. But we're on schedule to do our next session next week, next Wednesday, April 22nd.
All right. Very good. Excellent. All right, Yolanda Schmidt, NDSU Extension, Pierce County, up there in Rugby. Thank you very much for the update, and hope that snow melts soon for you.
Thank you. We do too.
Yeah. What's the temperature right now?
3 above and feels like 8 below.
We're not melting any snow today, are we?
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Alrighty.
But the sun's shining, so we'll take that.
Right on. Alrighty. Thank you, Yolanda.
You're welcome.
Yep. Bye now.